I'm Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. A new task force has been formed to attack challenges faced by wine grape growers in three states. The group, comprising of representatives from Victoria, South Australia and New South Wales, will put forward recommendations to agriculture ministers. I caught up with Australia Grape and Wine Chief Executive Lee McLean to hear more about how the group will drive an industry-positive agenda.
Look, it's a really positive step. This was announced after a meeting of agriculture ministers at the state and federal level. The communique has recognised that there are some really acute and significant challenges in our wine industry at the moment, and they're absolutely right. So this is a really encouraging sign that not only governments are listening and recognise that challenge, but there is a willingness there to put the right heads together to try to come up with some solutions. So we're very positive about it, and we're very happy to be taking part in that task force as well.
What are some of the concerns of industry at the moment?
Look, there's a range of concerns. I think the most perhaps newsworthy of which has been the effective closure of the China market. We're very thankful and fortunate that the Australian government and the Chinese government have been able to broker a review of those import duties. That review period is going to end at the end of this month. We're certainly hopeful that that will see the removal of those import duties soon thereafter and we can get back into that market. But the reality for us is that the China market has changed. So China is not going to be a silver bullet for the issues we've got. We're likely to see ongoing issues around low prices, low demand for wine grapes in particular, and really significant financial pressure on a number of wine businesses as well. So there are some really significant challenges and headwinds that we're facing, and we really do need a coordinated effort in which we all sort of pull together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know there's, you know, representatives from the three different states, Victoria, South Australia, New South Wales, obviously some areas facing a lot of the same sort of problems, but some facing different situations as well. And I guess coming together, you know, a bit of give and take from each state on what's working for them and what's not as well will, you know, help in the long run.
That's absolutely right. And one thing that we've said all along is that, you know, this is not something that any individual business can manage alone. It's not something that industry associations or government can handle alone. We really do need to be pulling together and working together to try to find the right level of support, the right level of and the right level of sort of policy thinking as well. So it is very, very encouraging. Obviously, the terms of reference for this group are still being worked through at the moment, but we're hopeful they will be out pretty soon. And I think the timeframes that this group is going to be working to sort of give an indication of the sense of urgency that the industry and the government has in relation to these issues. I think the first sort of key timeframe point will be at the end of April for some initial reporting back to ministers. So we've got a fair bit of work to do as a group in the next month or two, but I'm really looking forward to getting stuck into it.
Yeah, no, it's certainly going to be a big job, but, you know, hopefully, as you said, pulling all those ideas together will go quite some way. And you know, not just making recommendations to kind of address those issues, but, you know, improving long-term viability for the industry as well.
That's exactly right. And one of the things that Australian Grape and Wine has been talking to government about is exactly that. How do we make sure businesses are able to make the right decisions for their own unique circumstances? And when they are making those decisions, how can they do that with the long term in mind, whether that be from a financial perspective or from an environmental perspective as well? There are a number of businesses out there that maybe are looking at removing vines or getting out of the game or transitioning to a different crop. One thing that we know, though, is that there's not a lot of money around to do the work to actually remove vines, remove infrastructure, posts, all those sorts of issues. They're the sorts of things that you do need quite a bit of capital to get done. So how can we actually work with government to perhaps find a way to remove some of those barriers or reduce some of those barriers to exiting the industry if that's what people want to do?
That's Australian Grape and Wine Chief Executive Lee McLean there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email at ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.